foolishness never ends. It's just if you've been watching the Supreme Court justice nominee get the grilling, and everybody wanted to see her notes, and she held up a blank notepad. But having seven kids, and I love the meme of having seven kids and answering dumb questions all day. She's used to. I said, yeah, she's just not even questions. That's the sad thing. Is like you. I mean, you know how many millions of dollars are sitting there doing nothing?
Yeah.
And one side says we should be spending every second trying to help the American people, when they've been saying, we don't want to help them because it's your plan. We don't want to do it. I say, there's people so tired of this stuff. It's just unbelievable. But praise the Lord for her. She's doing well. And I don't know. They don't know what right people look like anymore. What the truth is, you go down a road of lies and you cover and you make up and you believe all the junk, and it's just, it warps you. You don't even know who you are. That people are a mess. They just look at them like, you can't relate with anything they say. It's just like, this is just crazy stuff. So thankful for the Word of God. You never want the Bible to be anything different than what it is. I mean, you want it to just cut you up. I mean, if you're not living right, this thing should just whoop you up one side, up one side and down the other side, right? And then you got a choice to make. Am I going to line up with the Lord, or am I going to, you know, make up my own sense of what's right and wrong? Bible says, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth. Asking her about global warming, and nobody quotes Second Peter, you know, talking about the elements burning with the fervent heat and melting, Bible says, melting fire burneth. The fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. And that is a passage quoted in the New Testament as well. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. Right? I mean, God has prepared so many things for those that love God. And in this bunch, they're just, God's looking for that group, and in the next chapter he speaks to the remnant, those that are still left. There always is. And it's the we were talking about salt the other day, the salt of the earth, those that remain, that still have the preserving, and that still have the bite that God would have them to have, the potency of his word in their lives. The Bible says here in verse number 4, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Those that wait on the Lord. So right now we're just waiting. So you're waiting, watching. So you can't do a whole lot. And it's like you feel help. No, we're not helpless. Because we got a God that's working. And he's like, I trust you to wait and let me work. And you pray. And we feel, well, we got to be doing something. What are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? God controls all things, right? We get all our energy going and we think we're really doing something. I mean, Jake's got a tub of Legos under his bed. I hear him paw through those things in the morning. They're like his paint pieces, like his media that he uses, Brother Tom. It's like I'm making stuff. I mean, they sell them with a book, right? They come with all come with a book, huh? You make all kinds of stuff with them, and so does Sam, right? I'm telling you, you get out there and you think, I'm going to put this together. God's like, yeah, I don't need your book. I don't need your plans. I don't need nothing. I'm going to make it how I want to, right? We're thinking, well, it's going to go like this. The Lord has all that. So we're going to wait for him. And to continue to do the things that we're supposed to do. To pray, to have that relationship with the Lord, to speak very glorifying speech about the Lord, to this day of age, living with a smile on your face is big. I mean, it's really big. Just being kind to people, kindness is always been important, but it's very much needed. Those things that he's prepared for him that waited for him. We're waiting for him. Waiting for him. I mean, I don't know if you ever see you ever catch yourself looking up in the sky when there's a bright spot in the clouds, you know, but I look up and I'm like, man, yeah, you made me look, right? You made me look, rather, not today, but man alive, there's a lot of reasons to be looking up, right? We're waiting for him. Verse 5, thou meetest him that rejoiceth, right? Because you're expecting it, you're going to run to meet him. You ever have somebody coming home and you're waiting to see him? You run to meet him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways. Proverbs 3 talks about that. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Lean not to thine own understanding. You really don't want to, right? Because God understands all things, right? And we struggle getting grades, you know. And we're just like, oh, I'm going to lean on my own understanding. No. Let's trust the Lord, even though we don't understand. Let's trust the Lord. Let's trust Him. The Bible says, those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned in those is continuance, and we shall be saved. Verse 6, the verse we're speaking of, we are all as an unclean thing. You know, you read the news and you look at stuff, and you're like, man, you know, I mean, we just had that sign on verse up the other day, you know, to rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, but man, it feels like a breath of fresh air. And the Bible says when the righteous bear rule, the city rejoices. And I almost wanted to put that up. It's just like it's true. It's true. But we are no better. We're no better. We're not them and this and them. It just stinks when that's what represents the group. We should have, we should desire to have people that want to do things the right way, for the right reasons and the right motives. And those are hard to be seen because they're in the heart. The Bible says we're all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness is ours, filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, right? We were just talking about the Golden Corridor the other day. They all smashed flat. These trees are naked as a jaybird right now, right? There's no leaves left. I mean, there may be one left, maybe. It's hanging on, okay? I mean, it's going to be gone, right? I mean, I come to the driveway. We got these, you know, got these cottonwood shoots going up here, you know, full leaf, and then nothing, you know? It's like, you don't even see them anymore when they lose their leaves. It's like, nah, there was a tree there. It's gone now. All those leaves fell off. The Bible says we fade as a leaf. Our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Okay, the Bible is reading that in Proverbs this morning, the backslider in heart is filled with his own ways. That's the definition of iniquity. It's not that they got to have done this crime and this penalty. And that. No, it's just your own way. Your own way, backsliding heart, filled with your own way. Why? Because God wants your heart. God wants to fill your heart with His desires, His plans, His will. And you're like, all right, I'll do that. I'll do it. We've been listening to this episode of Adventures in Odyssey coming in the last, I don't know, two or three times. But it's been interesting because the main character, Mr. Whitaker, has a list. He wrote this list out as a kid, like things he wanted to do when he was, I don't know, he was like 10. He wanted a pilot's license. And he wanted to write articles for National Geographic. And he wanted to, it was just a pilot. He wanted to fly, wanted to learn how to fly fish. He wanted to fly fish in Alaska. That was on the list. I don't know what the connection is with Alaska, but like some of the characters are like from the Willow area. It's just interesting. There's dog sled race one that's up here and stuff. But anyways, all these things. As you get older, I said, you know, he's saving up money for, what was he doing? He was gonna have his writings go to a producer, and then all of a sudden he gets offered a scholarship to learn for communications department or something at college. USC, I think, is where it was. So that changed. He was gonna want to do his private pilot's license, and his wife comes home and says, "We're expecting." You know? And you know how that changes things, you know? And so, and in the lesson, there's this young girl, and she wants to, her dad's a judge, and she wants to be like her dad. She wants to be a judge. And she's like, great, I'm going to have you help me try this case, you know, and he gives her all the books to, I mean, all the stuff to read, and she's doing it all, and she thinks it's going to be great, and she finds out she really doesn't like it. And by the time she gets done, she does a good job. She wants to quit in the middle, and then she gets inspiration from Mr. Worker. She keeps going. She finishes it. She gives the right ruling to her dad. He's like, yep, that's what I came up with. And that's great. She's like, Dad, I got to be honest. This wasn't any fun at all. He's like, yeah, I can kind of tell. But I mean, yeah, plans, right? You say, I'm making plans. I mean, nothing wrong with plans. I love asking kids, man, what do you like in school? How's things going? What are you up to? What's lighting your fire these days? What are you doing? Well, like, okay, great, wonderful. Let the Lord fill your heart, okay? Let the Lord fill your heart. And these things, okay, the Lord's will drive you. You don't even know what it's going to be sometimes. You're like, oh, Lord, I just want to do what you want me to do. You know, I have no idea what it's going to turn out to be. It's weird how, I mean, the Bible, when it talks about if we desire the Lord, like if we want what He wants, that He'll give us our heart's desire. But that's not that we're trading, if we'll just obey the Lord a little bit, then He'll give us everything we want. It's not what it talks about. The Bible says He'll fulfill the desires, and He knows some of the things we like. It's weird how my own life, like I've pretty much like written off some things, like, you know what, if that ever happens, great. And the Lord just keeps bringing it back in with stuff that I like. I never thought I would get to do this. Like I never thought I'd be working with kids doing football stuff. I had no idea. I love it. It's so much fun. Totally disappointing. Heartbreak up and down. Headaches. A galore. Okay. A pain. But job security. Oh man. Helping young people. Right. I just want to quit. Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, let's quit. Yeah, that's a great lesson there. Let's just quit. And then tomorrow we'll quit again. Everybody will get help there. Let's just quit, right? Quit on your family. Quit on your grades. Quit on your parents. Let's just quit, right? I ain't going to work. Get up. I'm hurt. No, you're not. Get up, right? Do something difficult. Finish something that you start. I mean, it's not fair. Yeah, I know it's not fair. But hey, let's go. I mean, we got so many things that you can do. And I'll say, how do I know which one? You just pray and tell God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Let Him steer the ship, right? Take off and head out of Seward. We're going left. They just say, you're going east, you're going west. You're going left, you're going right. When you head out of Seward, you are going directly south from the dock. Straight south. I mean, just straight. You're going around Cain's Head. I mean, it's just, it's right there. 180, it's right there. Zero going back. Right there. Going towards Montague. We're going to go to Chiswell. Where are we going to go, right? There's lots of places to choose. You say, Lord, where do you want me to go? Oh, how about here? And you just let Him, I mean, you just let Him in life. You let Him steer. But the Bible says here, it was their iniquities that took them away. Their own way, right? They think about, oh man, I got this idea. And they never check in with God. God, give me my desires. Like, show me, like, Lord, if you want this to be gone, man, I prayed for Alaska to leave in my heart for a long time just because I heard it was a good idea, right? I heard it was a good idea. It's like, if you don't know for sure, man, ask God to take it away. I said, oh, I'm going to try that for a while. It just got worse. Amen. It was terrible, right? It's the worst ever trying to figure it out, man. It's the worst, right? But once you figure it out, then you're like, all right, Lord, nobody can shake me off this now because I know you got me. I know I'm in the right. I know where I'm supposed to be going. You can't really explain that to other people. You say, man, it's between you and God. You've got to get that figured out. It's in your iniquities. I mean, check the leaves out, right? They're about gone, right? Not going to be anything left. But if we serve the Lord, those things will remain. They will remain. The Bible says in verse number 7, there is none that calleth upon thy name. And Solomon saying the same thing. The Bible tells the same thing in Romans. No, we do not come out seeking God in Romans chapter 3. The Bible says, there is none that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. And it's just exactly what the chapter before, 63, verse 16. O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the... Man, how's that work together with the old Sunday nights, right? Chapter 9 of Romans. We're the clay. We're the clay. Work on us. Work on us. And thou art potter. Okay? Not just a potter. You're our potter. But man, what an awesome potter. Make some good stuff, right? I'm just an old crackpot preacher. Yeah, me too. Right? Let God work on you. Let him work. Let him work. Don't be a finished piece. Let God work on you. We are, the Bible says, and we all are the work of thy hand. It's so important just to remember those things, the base, super base things. They'll keep you straight when stuff's going crazy. They're not the Bible, and I praise God for this, it's not complicated thoughts. Like, I like to think. I like to meditate. I like to just think on stuff. My favorite is just you put me in my shop and leave me for like 20 hours. Just leave me alone. Just leave me out. It never happens. It's like someday it'll ever happen. It'll never happen. I still got Lily at home. We're doing language arts and math, and I got the dog pumping into me. My dog will come. There are tennis balls all over the place, right? So he picks them up. He comes up. He wants to go play. I'm like, Reed, leave me alone, dude. I got to work. I got to work now. So, of course, he drops it on the ground. When he drops it on the ground, it rolled about 3 inches underneath the shelf, and he can't get it. And then he sits there and throws a fit because he's reaching in there trying to get it. And he's you're two, which means you're, what is it, dog years, 14? Yeah, that's about right, right? Yeah, an eighth of a brain. I'm just like, dude, don't drop it there. You know it's going to roll. And just, can you get it for me, Dad? Yeah, I'll get it for you. Yeah, about three times to that. Already. Leave me alone. Let me think. And get in there and just think about stuff. Sometimes think about stuff like, man, that's... You don't have to go read something and think about it, right? The Bible's not hard thoughts. It's not hard thoughts. He's asking us to trust Him. He doesn't give us things that are just so far. He says, man, clay. Can you get clay? Yeah, I can get clay. I can get it. Yeah. Put your hands in it. It's soft. Some of it sticks on you. I mean, you just sat down and just took somebody and said, man, God breathed in some of us and made us what we are. You know, the supercomputer of the universe. God just made it out of dirt. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Gives us simple things like this to think about. Verse 8. Verse 9 says, be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee. We are all thy people. Thy holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we were in 62 looking at 4. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. Okay, they're still there then. That was prophecy. They're still there then now as we're reading it. It says, our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praised thee is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? God's not into buildings. He's not into statues. He's not into gold. So He's into our hearts. He's into us. We're the investment. That's why you can take us out of all these things and God's still the same. It's not like, oh, it's the build. No, it's not the temple. It's not the tabernacle. It's not even the Ark of the Covenant and all those special things they had in the Old Testament that represented so many things. It's us. It's us. Well, you got your ark. You don't need me. No, 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 no. I want you. I want you to worship me. I want you to love me. I want my ways to be your ways. And that's where the choice. I mean, it's the choice. It's about choices. Got to make the right choice. Got to continue. I got to make the right choice tomorrow morning when I pray. I got to make the right choice. Lord, what would you have us to do today? Lord, I pray that you help us. Just be a help to people today. You pray through people on your mind. You pray through stuff and you stuff down through the day. God puts something on your mind and you pray for them. You don't know what they need. And I don't know what they need. I love it. The Bible says we don't even know. The Bible tells us we don't know how to pray. Yet somebody says, well, we need to pray this way. The Bible says I don't know how to pray. So you have to ask God, God, how do you, we don't even know, but you know. I mean, he really puts this down here. He said, you don't know how, but you got to have me. We got to have God. We don't know how to pray. We don't know what we need. No, we need to glorify God. It's a good start. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things? Father, thank you for your grace, Lord. We love you. We thank you for loving us, Lord, in spite of ourselves. Lord, our iniquities that take us out of the way. Father, so many wasted years in the lives of Christians, Lord. So we wanted to do our own thing. We wanted to do this and that. And Father, you gave it to us, and we come up empty. The hollow victories, Lord. Shams, a lot of them just shams, Lord. Nothing there. Father, you give us the smallest thing to do in your name, and it just feels so fulfilling to do. We just thank you and praise you for that. Ask you help us, Lord, to seek your way always, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. A new prayer sheet there on the back if you need the new sheet. Unspoken requests tonight. Unspoken. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 spokens. I learned there was a road rage incident out there in Willow, where a man shot a man. So I coached his kid last year. He graduated last year. Good kid. Just dad's kind of in and out, and coach is like, that's Jaden's dad. I was like, wow. He's in the military right now. He's in boot camp training, just a hard working kid. We have like two or three kids that have come through the last couple of years, and two of them are in like the PGA group that got rich. I mean, they're like just knocking it out of their class, just doing really good. I mean, these kids just come through, I'm going to go do this, okay, and they just excel, they do really well. But we'll pray for his dad, his last name of Christensen. I'm going to pray for that.